Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon.
So what is the importance of sleep and how does it affect your weight and obesity within your body? So sleep is so crucial to weight management for so many reasons. It impacts your overall health, your well-being, and it really cannot be overstated or really underestimated, shall I say, because a few reasons why sleep is so important. It has to do with regulation of your appetite, your hormones. It plays a significant role in regulating the hormones, controlling your appetite, the ghrelin and the leptin hormones. The ghrelin, which is referred to the hunger, which may increase your appetite, and the leptin has to do with the satiety, the hormone that is lets you know if you're full. Now, inadequate sleep can disrupt this, and it causes a disbalance within the hormones, leading to increased hunger, overeating. In addition, it will affect your stress and cortisol levels. Sleep deprivation can lead to increased stress and elevated cortisol levels. High cortisol levels can trigger cravings and high calories. Comfort eating, especially those rich in sugar and high fat. This really leads to high unhealthy eating habits and obviously increased weight gain, which then will not be managed weight. Your energy that it's expended throughout the day is factored because when you don't have a good night's sleep, you're not maintaining a healthy metabolism, you're not rested, you're not efficiently burning calories through your metabolic rate at nighttime, your basal metabolic rate is changed, no thermogenesis is done properly within the body, your sleep is slowed down, which then in turn may cause gain weight. Your metabolism kind of stands still. You may also additionally emotionally eat the next day or previous to your night because your mood swings and you're irritable. When you start emotionally eating, then that follows with negative emotions. And then you may make some poor choices with foods, which then can cause weight gain. In addition, if you have poor sleep from the night before, your next day may cause your sleep because the recovery to your muscles repair and the sleep deprived that you are, you feel more fatigued the next day and you feel less motivated to get into even a physical activity, less motivated to have regular morning exercise or evening exercises, just exercise in general, because that is a critical part to weight management. You still need to move your body. It doesn't have to be excessive, but you still need to move and help with the cardiometabolic and, you know, your heart, lungs, and moving the circulation without to help with management of your weight. In addition, sleep is a factor when it helps with blood sugar regulation. People don't even realize it, but, you know, when you regulate your sleep, it's a big factor because those individuals that, you know, have diabetes or pre-diabetic, they actually have a lot of sleep issues, and that sleep is so necessary for everyone in general to help with the blood sugar levels, and because then it may cause actual insulin resistance or increased insulin within the body and make it harder for you to regulate the sugar. In turn, what happens is then you gain weight, or you may end up with a type 2 diabetes because you are not able to regulate. And these type 2 diabetics, they'll wake up at like that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock prodromal time, and they'll notice that they may be hungry or they want a late night snack. So then here they are wanting to eat more and higher calories, and usually it's low nutrient, and which then contributes to weight gain. time for digestion and process. So it's quite key that prior to sleep, you are to rest and digest and repair. So it's best to stop eating about 3 hours before bed to help with your metabolism, your digestive system, because when you start having irregularities or poor digestion, then again, it will cause overall health issues. Now, hormonal changes are due to chronic sleep deprivation and imbalance of your hormones, and that will then in turn mess with your hormones of insulin and growth hormones, which then play a major role in your metabolism and your body composition. When you have lack of sleep, you have less cognitive function. What that means is you're impaired in decision making. This can lead to poor food choices, impulsive eating, and of course, again, contributes to weight gain. Not just weight gain, but overall choices, poor choices in what you eat. So all of these are factors in helping with weight management, because when you can regulate your hormones, you can reduce your stress, you help support your energy expenditure by exercise, you manage the balance of your emotional well-being, this will help contribute to how you feel, and it'll help get you to your optimal weight that is good for you. Now, how do we do this? We aim to have consistent sleep schedule. So I tell people to, 3 hours before sleep, try not to eat too much food, have a quality sleep environment, try to get between 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. This is a big factor. Now, how do you get into the best restful sleep? Now, I have many options with that. And I tell people, the best way to do that is, don't watch some TV too late. Don't have a dark room. Try to sleep just in that room as much as possible and have it more tranquil. Your bed should be sleeping, not for doing excess watching TV. And if you have any further questions, I can reach out to me with further answers and I'd be glad to answer them for you.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damaris G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damaris G., reach her at www.damarismaria.com. or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.